We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. It is quarter number four. Get them up.
Yeah, yeah.
We have all four cylinders of our engine in the house this week.
Oh, Andy, one of the best lines you've had in a while. Was that pre-scripted?
It goes back to last week when I said we're down a cylinder and we're only two cylinders, and Jim was standing there and Bob was giving
Jim Galante, our boss.
Yeah.
And I was like, by the way, have three cylinders right now.
And he's like, don't we have three cylinders? And I was like, uh-oh. I'm in.
Not only did he Wally Pip you, now you're just trying to act like it never happened. You're trying to act like he doesn't even exist.
I'm covering my bases.
There you go.
We got all four cylinders. He's Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer from Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Tucker, he is our expert at everything. I'm Andy Shea.
We're
quarter number four. We're going to do spring stories in this one. We're going to talk about a little bit about wide receivers. That's going to be our focus. We're going to start with KJ Hamler because there's been some big-time buzz, to quote James Franklin, around him halfway through spring. Mm-hmm. 5'9", 172-pound redshirt freshman. He's turning heads and making plays. And it seems to me, Bob, that there is no doubt in some way, shape, or form, not necessarily as a starter per se, but this young man will see the field this fall. No doubt.
Yeah, Brandon Polk, James said, you know, start of spring. Right now he's the number one guy. But then he kind of talked a little bit and said, well, still got to play out. And then it was no accident that KJ Hamler – became the buzz player, I think, a week ago, and his teammates seemed to back that up. As far as top-end speed, DeAndre Tompkins said he might be the fastest player on the team, and James said...
Faster than Polk? Hamler?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And DeAndre said, I thought I was the fastest player on the team, but this guy might be faster than me. And then James had said that the thing with Hamler is, like, with some receivers, they're either quick or they're really fast. He said Hamler is both.
That's rare.
One other thing John Reed passed along this week is that when you think about the receiver picture by midseason, he said DeAndre Tompkins is working outside and in the slot. And the reason I bring that up is if Justin Shorter would show something as an outside receiver, then maybe you could be talking about Juwan Johnson, DeAndre Tompkins, and Justin Shorter all on the field at once.
What? It is a full, what's the word I'm looking for where you say
compliment
riches
of receivers.
They
don't say embarrassment of riches. It's not there yet.
It's not there yet.
No.
They do.
That's an unbelievable cliche that people love using.
Yeah.
They have an embarrassment of riches.
Ross, when Bob said there's a difference and you said that's rare between
fast and quick.
There are a lot of guys that are straight line speed fast.
Right.
There are a lot of guys that are super joystick quick. There's not as many guys as you think that are both of those. Like Polk, I think, is really fast. I'm not sure he's joystick quick.
Right.
From what I've seen so far. I mean, what we have to go on is last year the darling of spring was Juwan Johnson, and that showed to be the case during the season. I wouldn't be surprised if Hamler ends up beating out Polk for the slot job. I mean, they might both play, but he's getting a lot of buzz for a guy that's a true – I mean, I know he'll be a redshirt freshman, but he hasn't even been on campus that long. They talked about him in the fall a little bit and the scout team and what he was doing there. He must be pretty impressive.
The thing that'll be sort of a turnkey for me is when you get into the fall practices, when you start, you know, getting a lot more involved, and they're doing some this spring, how does he block? Because the one thing I thought that's been underrated about Penn State's wide receivers the last 2 years, but particularly last year, was they are outstanding downfield blockers.
I don't know that Hamler and Polk, you're going to really be counting on them to show up in the run game.
Well, I mean
Hamilton was in the slot, and that was one thing. He was a big enough receiver that if he could block.
Even Polk down the field after catches last year, as you saw Barkley catching it over the middle and then cutting outside, you saw those guys blocking. Deshaun Hamilton's not a huge guy, but Polk either, but they were blocking. And you noticed it if you were watching the game closely. I'm like, they are blocking their butts off downfield. And I'm not just talking about the running game. I'm talking after the catch and blocking for each other. There's
That's mainly an effort thing.
It is an effort thing.
And I'd be surprised if they had guys out there that weren't busting their chops. I think I like where your head's at, because I do think that is a very underrated aspect of football, receivers blocking downfield. But he's a redshirt friend. I'd be surprised if there's an issue with that.
Right.
Like, I'd be like, who do you think you are?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's one thing to try and block, but when you're 170 pounds and it's a short route, I don't know. A corner might just, eat you alive.
I get you. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. We're wrapping up our show this week. It's quarter number four. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker. I'm Andy Shea. We're talking some spring stories in the wide receivers. We know what Penn State's got. Juwan Johnson's coming back. DeAndre Tompkins is coming back. And Brandon Polk. They are the launching pad, right, for this season. I think those three, they all have some experience. Brandon Polk's been a little more beat up. They come back with 92 combined catches from last year, 1,274 yards, but only five of Penn State's 32 receiving touchdowns from 2017 were to the three guys that were coming back. Hmm. Juwan Johnson only had one.
Iowa, big one.
Yeah, kind of a big one.
Brandon Polk only had one. So DeAndre Tompkins had three, but he only had three. But their productivity.
That's because Barkley and Gesicki were touchdown hogs.
Hamilton had nine. Gesicki had nine.
Yeah.
It is a good point, though, Andy, because it goes back to something we talk about every week, which is they lost some serious talent. They had a really good team. They had a great season. They had a chance to have a special season that unfortunately didn't happen. And you wonder if that's. You wonder. I hope we're not a year from now. 2 years from now, 3 years from now, saying, man, 2017.
That team missed it.
Because I remember feeling that at times last season. The Ohio State game, say, oh, they just lose Ohio State. Michigan State game was obviously a disaster.
Yeah, that was a disaster. So in terms of a launching pad, do you think – I think they have as good a start as almost anybody in the Big Ten, across the board, A to Z.
Just look at last year. No one knew. We thought Juwan Johnson would be good. No one thought Deshaun Hamilton was going to do what he did. So I just think you just have to – I think they are all talented receivers, and I think right. You put your trust in Trace to get him the ball. To me, it really does still go back to Barkley, the absence of Barkley and the absence of Gesicki. You have to compensate for them. Maybe Tommy Stevens can do some of that at the tight end position, but if – at the end of spring, they're talking about Danny Dalton being the guy at tight end. He might make a huge leap, but, I mean, that's a long way to go to get to Mike Gesicki as a finished product.
You think the fact that Mike Gesicki could do what he did sort of cleared a lane for the wide receivers in some way, shape, and form that is not going to exist this season clearly in any way, shape, or form, because Mike's gone and they're still hunting? And they're talking about Danny Dalton.
Well, let's see what Danny Dalton does.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen Holland do some decent things in blue-white game or whatever. Bowers is a guy that they were high on earlier. So if Dalton's beating those guys out, maybe the lights kind of come on for him. You know, I thought Juwan Johnson would do more as a redshirt freshman than he did.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes guys to their third year for it to really kick in. You know, Juwan Johnson probably will take an even bigger step this year.
He should.
You know, DeAndre Tompkins, maybe he has a Hamilton year. You know, maybe – I think more so than kind of searching for new guys, which there's going to have to be some new guys at running back, tight end, and third receiver, I think that they need to get more out of their proven guys.
Out of the guys that they know. Speaking of Danny Dalton, we're talking about receivers, but he's a tight end. Wasn't he – this is my I told you so moment. When we had to pick a tight end, when you were like a tight end of the future, we were talking about last year after Mike Gesicki, and I was laughed at because I was like, I'm taking Danny Dalton. And they were like, why would you take Danny Dalton? And
yeah, you know what? I think I remember laughing at you. I usually do anyway.
I was like, going to no say, which time say, were you laughing at?
Yeah,
him,
yeah. So it's
which
like,
week was it?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, yeah, I probably was. But no, I remember thinking, based on what?
Right.
You know, like, he was the one guy that we had literally seen nothing of. So I like it. I'm going to go with Zach Kuntz.
Oh, he's your guy of the future.
For 3 years from now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My gosh, yes.
How about the quote from Franklin about Kuntz as a blocker?
Look, and I'll tell you, just looking at him at the open practices, I know that he's going to be a good player, and I know Ross likes him. He looks almost a little fragile for a wideout right now. He just is – he's so big.
He's a true freshman, too.
I know. He's so big, he has a lot of filling out to do.
Right.
But you watch him run, he literally is just a wideout running around right there. And I don't really know – they would have to be a lot to happen, I think, at tight end to play him this year, because physically, when the fans see him at the blue-white game, they'll just see that – he could be a special player for them, but James has already said they never should have played Mike Gesicki
right,
in 2014.
He was open about
they
that.
Never should have played him. And if he had been in that situation this year, they would have redshirted Gesicki right now.
Right.
So just keep that in mind with Zach. He physically, I know that he's made some huge gains, but he still has a long way to go.
The best scenario for Penn State and Zach Kuntz is a redshirt freshman year.
Yeah.
He is going to redshirt.
Yes.
I'd be shocked if he doesn't redshirt.
Correct. But looking down the line, he's the one to keep an eye on for the future. But right now, you don't want to have to. If you have to play that kid, then Penn State's offense has some problems. In my opinion.
Franklin basically already said, we don't have to play him. Yeah. We won't. We had to play Gesicki.
Yeah.
We don't have to play Kuntz. We won't. I mean, for all we know, Freiermuth is more likely to play. He's a bigger, thicker kid.
Just remember, Kyle Carter was never healthy in 14, and Adam had that knee injury, and that's why Gesicki had to play. It went from a position of strength, really, to a position of, oh, boy, in the span of a couple months.
Yeah. All right, the last thing I want to bring up in the final minute before we get out for the week is how big is the Justin Shorter factor as we're talking about spring stories in the wide receiver position? What do you guys think? I mean, he's 6'4", 215-pound. He's not coming in till June and the fall. He's the number one ranked wide receiver in the country. Is there room for him at the end?
Absolutely. James says it all the time. The further you are away from the ball, the easier it is to play right away. And I didn't tell you that Tompkins was working in the slot. I mean, that was. I think that's a little bit of a tip that if they like Shorter and he can play, he's going to play.
Yeah, I mean, he's another one that I kind of put him in like the Micah Parsons, Ricky Slade category, where I think that they think he's good enough that he might leave after 3 or 4 years. So I think they probably want to try to get something from him now.
Sooner than later.
Even if it means he's a good player the last month of the season and he takes the first half of the season to get up to speed. I mean, look at who they play in the second half of the season. That's the meat of their schedule,
right?
In large part. So I think that it would be all systems go. I think they'll play him.
All right, that'll do it for this week's show. Thanks to everyone here at the Keystone Sports Network. Thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.